A new statewide WBUR poll out this morning finds President-elect Donald Trump with a 28% favorability rating among registered Massachusetts voters. And on the eve of his inauguration, the majority of people polled are less confident in Trump's presidential abilities today than they were when he was elected. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more on how voters feel about the nation's incoming president.
It's clear that President-elect Trump has failed to sway public opinion in this blue state that overwhelmingly supported Hillary Clinton in November. A majority of the 508 registered voters polled say President Trump will be bad for foreign relations, bad for the environment, bad for journalism, and bad for race relations in the country. On a personal level, 42% of voters, a plurality, believe a Trump presidency will have a negative impact on people like them.
I mean, yes, I'm an American. I was born and raised here, but I do come from a family of immigrants.
23-year-old Somerville resident Ileana Rivera counts herself among those voters who consider President Trump a potential threat to her and her family. Rivera says she and her girlfriend of a year were so concerned about the impact Trump may have on marriage equality that they decided to act before he takes office.
We made sure we got married before the 20th of January, just because we're just afraid that anything could happen.
Rivera hopes her concerns are unfounded, but says she's not optimistic. WBUR pollster and president of the Mass Inc. polling group, Steve Cazella, says the outlook is consistently dreary across the country, but it's especially bad in Massachusetts, where Trump's 28% favorability is lower than recent nationwide numbers.
Massachusetts voters have a more negative view of Trump than nationally, and that's not terribly surprising, just looking at the partisan composition of Massachusetts voters. You know, on pretty much every issue and views of pretty much every politician, you can expect Massachusetts will lean more toward the Democratic side.
That said, it's not all negative. 40% of voters believe Trump's impact on the economy will be good, compared to 37% who think it'll be bad. But the consensus is clear when it comes to Trump's refusal to release his tax returns, which Trump says remain under audit. When recently asked about his taxes at his first press conference since the election, Trump said voters don't care about his taxes.
You know, the only one that cares about my tax returns are the reporters, okay? They're the only ones.
But
no, I don't think so. I won.
Do you believe?
I mean, I became president. No, I don't think they care at all. I don't think they care at all. I think you care.
But according to these latest poll numbers, that narrative is simply not true. Massachusetts voters care plenty. In fact, 75% of the respondents believe the president-elect should release his tax returns. That's consistent with nationwide polls. And in the WBUR poll, that includes 47% of Massachusetts Republicans. 70-year-old Eleanor Ray of Northborough voted for Trump in the general election. Ray says she backs Trump whether his taxes are released or not, but she'd like to see the debate itself come to an end.
It gives the opponents who are not happy with Mr. Trump, they're using the, oh, he must have something very dreadful because he won't show his tax returns. I mean, I think it may be a whole lot of nothing, but that's still hanging over his head.
Voters are also paying close attention to the president-elect's business operations, and a majority do not think that transferring management of his company to his sons goes far enough to guarantee Trump's autonomy in the Oval Office. Pollster Steve Cazella says there may be a correlation between that high level of skepticism around Trump's business ethics and the strong desire for Trump to release his tax returns.
I think what you can take from this is that voters don't think what has been announced so far is adequate. I think the tax returns are closely related to this. You know, tax returns, I think, would represent a gesture toward transparency that has not existed so far.
When it comes to the Affordable Care Act, which Trump and Republicans have promised to repeal, there's a lot of uncertainty. About half of respondents think Trump and Congress will make good on their promise to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. If it is repealed, Massachusetts voters want their Democratic representatives in Washington at the table to help craft a new plan. As of now, the Dems don't seem especially eager to be a part of that brainstorming. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren squarely places the responsibility for creating a new plan on Republicans.
What I really want to see is a plan. The Republicans have been complaining for 8 years, and they have no plan to put on the table. And this is not like some random thing. They have been focused on health care, and we're talking about people's lives. And they're vaguely making promises. Let's see the plan and let's work on a plan.
4 out of 5 voters say Democrats shouldn't wait for a Republican plan, but instead should be part of designing that plan. Harold Thomas, a registered Democrat from Cheshire, says he'd like to see Warren in particular be an active part of creating a replacement policy.
We've got to work together because this is it's a real mess right now. And I think Senator Warren is one of the best in the business. That's why I'd like to have her in there to say her piece, make sure it's done in a way that it's going to benefit all the little people.
Of course, it remains to be seen whether the Republicans will indeed repeal the Affordable Care Act, let alone replace it. There's also no telling exactly what type of president Donald Trump will be once he takes office. But what is clear, at least for now, is that the mood on Inauguration Day among voters in Massachusetts will be anything but celebratory. 59% are less confident in Trump today than on the day he became the president-elect. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.